welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Today I want to talk about paying attention to your attention. Paying attention to your attention. And wherever you are out there, I hope you're able to do that. So here's the word. Over the past few years, it seems that maybe we have developed a public narrative that the world is scarier than ever. We are divided by political factions, or we are powerless to create institutional change, or we're on a perilous course to global destruction via all kinds of highways and pathways that are being taken. Well, I may be overstating that case, but I wonder if some of what I've said maybe resonates with you. Maybe that's what's been getting your attention. But I think that narrative generates constant anxiety within us. And that's the direct result of this thing that we call the attention economy. Almost all forms of our current global media make their money by generating reactions out of us. Click on a scandalous article, and guess what? They make money. Tune in to hear a provocative news story, and they make money. Open the pop-up message on your phone screen that looks ominous, and guess what? Yes, they make money. Companies are vying for our attention and making millions of dollars convincing us that we have every reason to be afraid of each other. But when you become conscious of that fact, because that's all it is, you then realize that there's an exact opposite public narrative that could be equally possible. You see, where some might say we are more divided or more afraid or more destructive than others, somebody else might look out into their world and say, no, we're actually working on a lot of initiatives together. We're actually creating some new pathways or possibilities. We're giving our fear over to God, and we're seizing upon the opportunity for full and meaningful life. Again, we want to pay attention to our attention. You know that our best spiritual teachers spend most of their time helping us to direct what? Our focus. Look at the birds of the air, Jesus said. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet God feeds them. Look at the abundance of life, not its scarcity. Your own soul is nourished when you are kind, taught King Solomon in Proverbs. It is destroyed when you are cruel. So direct your attention to kindness and care for one another. Brian Thompson says of the Zen mind, the mind dreams thoughts into apparent being through your acceptance of them. Whatever you believe appears to become. So if you think something is, then that is what you will indeed experience. So be mindful of the world that you create with your mind. The spiritual teachers seem to understand that what we feed with our attention influences who we are and becomes what we create in the world. So we must take care to pay attention to our attention. Bishop Anthony of Sorza said this, "We should try to live in such a way that if the Gospels were lost, they could be rewritten by looking at us." I want to say that one more time. We should try to live in such a way that if the Gospels were lost, they could be rewritten by looking at us. That's quite the call upon our lives, isn't it? Well, may it be so. May the Gospel be written in and through our lives, how we're living, what we're creating, and what we're giving our attention to. All right, folks. Good day.